The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. So reliable, it just goes on and on and on.
And good morning to you and welcome again. It's Oliver Callan in Mr. Tuberty's chair for the next little while. I'll be your radio postman right through to 10 o'clock. So if you have a message to share with the country, post it using your phone to 51551. Or you can email ryan@rte.ie. Now, we got so many messages about beaches around the country yesterday from every corner of the lands. We ran out of time. We couldn't mention all the recommended spots. But go out and enjoy. It's the bonus we're getting from the panidemic, which is the cuddly way of describing it. And we're looking into every nook and hill and inlet around the country for these secret delights, nostalgic visits and tours, discovering something old that might be new to you. So go out and find it. Don't be shy. Whether you're as ripped as a Richard Bruton or as fleshy as a Frisian, who cares? You can't change the weather, but you can change your attitude to it if that doesn't sound too psychobabbly-ish. And sure, if you haven't gone into the rain, if you haven't gone into the sea in the rain, you haven't lived. There's nothing, the Irish weather, there's nothing in it that can't be cured by a cup of tea. And the outdoor cup of tea as well. Or just read a book. And actually on that subject, I was watching Circle of Friends last night, the film, for a very important chat we'll be having later with Emer McLysett, co-author of The Aisling Phenomenon. So stick around for that. Now, I want to go to the letter pages of the Irish Times this morning, because this caught our eye. Sir, I'm delighted to see the TDs go off on summer break, as there's not much happening and everything is pretty much under control. Yours, Breed Miller, Roscommon. Yeah, dripping with sarcasm. Yes, the TDs are off on their holidays. Sorry, what? But hasn't the Dáil sat for like the lowest number of days in the history of the state? Yes, yes, they are. So how are they going on August holidays? Well, I suppose if you look at how it's been going for Mr. Micheál and Dr. Leo, maybe it's best they take a bit of a holiday, you know? Holy Mother of Hurleys. It's only been a month, has it? It's only been a month. They've had U-turns, we've had sackings, people literally falling asleep, rogue announcements, and the whole, how best is it? The two popes thing. If there was a film, it would be, well, that's been taken, hasn't it? The two popes. And then you have the Taoiseach keeping the perks of being Taoiseach, and a minister keeping the perks of being Taoiseach, and a Taoiseach who doesn't seem to be very perky, does he? This kind of Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil marriage looks like it's going to have the lifespan of a rich tea biscuit left out in the rain. And don't forget the Greens, which is going to be their slogan in the next election. Don't forget the Greens. So anyway, don't worry. They're off on their holidays. Everything is under control, as Breeden Roscommon says. And they will be back just in time for another pay rise. Yeah, it's actually true. 2% pay hike on October. Nice work if you don't have to do it. Now to something that will really cheer us up. No, it won't really. American politics. No, we'll leave that a second for the moment. Leave that aside because that's enough to be troubling me with. An Irish woman hilariously sees colleague Googling how to pronounce her name during a video call, according to the Irish Mirror. So this woman, she's called Fionnuala. She spotted a workmate of hers Googling her how to pronounce her name during a video call. So she was kind of looking at the Fionnuala, spelt in the Irish way, F-I-O-N-N-U-A-L-A. And there was a bit of a panic, obviously, how do you pronounce that? So she did a bit of a Google on it. And the image was shared and obviously had online and loads of Irish people start sharing their experiences of people mispronouncing or spelling their names. Not sure how the internet would help you with Fionnuala though. Do you know those kind of robot pronunciations? Fionnuala, Fionnuala. It's just really weird. Anyway, a man called Fergal, spelt the Irish way as well with G-H. He's been called, he says, Fraggle, Frodo, Fuego, Fraga and even Virgil. He lives in Spain, so his name is not that well known, and he damns Fergal Sharkey for not being popular there. Another Fionnuala said, try working in Australia as Fionnuala. I was called all sorts and resorted to writing it phonetically. It still didn't work because the Greeks assumed it was a Greek name, Fionnuala. Another said, I know your pain. I get called Camilla regularly when speaking to wholesalers in England, and when you spell it, they get even more confused. There's also Fionnuala, isn't there? Is that an American way? I think some people might call them. That might be sort of different Gaeltachts with different ways of pronouncing things. Now, a name that's not a good time to be called Karen, unfortunately. And I know you've been hearing in this programme a lot about the misfortunate Karens. Well, according to the BBC, Domino's New Zealand had a campaign Because they were, you know, they were kind of feeling sorry for the Karens because, as we know, the name has been used as an insult to describe white middle-aged women who are perceived to be obnoxious, sometimes racist. And the pizza franchise New Zealand Arm said it wanted to give nice Karens a break from all the negativity. And so it decided free pizza if your name is Karen. Seemed like a nice idea. No, no. This is 2020. You can't do anything nice anymore. People lashed the campaign, said it was tone deaf and ignored more important issues and rewarded privilege. That's always one, isn't it? A giveaway. Calling All Nice Karens was the name of the giveaway. Has been dropped and it's gone now. It's been cancelled. Somebody complained, basically ruined everyone's fun. There's no doubt the person who complained, probably a bit of a Karen. Can you say that? Not anymore. So this is kind of related to, you know, the names and the Emmys you might have seen and the coverage of the Emmys, which is now getting a backlash. Usually the awards themselves used to get a backlash for not having enough diversity. Now it's coverage because obviously the British said there are British actors and all that. You know, that kind of thing that goes on. Well, Colm Tobin, that's the writer, the comedy writer, not the author. He says, many congratulations to everyone involved. This is a tweet. Many congrats to everyone involved in the Irish production The Crown, which has received numerous Emmy nominations for the series, which follows the travails of the Irish royal family. And best of luck to Waterford native Olivia Colman, former Camogie All-Star, for her nomination. So that's trying to get her own back, you know, and trying to claim some of the British stuff, as which we never do. See his point that he's making. Now, speaking of the Emmys, are we ready for face masks on the red carpet at a glitzy affair? Well, Jennifer Aniston says yes, she will be wearing a face mask to the Emmys. But are the Emmys going ahead? Yes, apparently the Primetime Emmy Awards will go ahead as an in-person event on the 20th of September, which no doubt will be good news for Lenny Abrahamson and Paul Mescal and all Fiona Shaw, all the Irish ones who have been nominated. You've heard all about it by this stage, surely. All the red carpet parades. We had none since lockdowns began in March. No Met Gala, no Cannes Film Festival. I didn't really notice that they were missing, but this has been missing from some people's lives. And Emmy organisers have not announced exactly how the event is going to go ahead at the Microsoft Theatre in LA. But it will be socially distanced and they're going to... Well, the red carpet is going ahead, it says here. So that is going ahead. Everybody can be very excited about that. Now, I want to pull up... Where's that story I had on Year One? There's a lot of people very angry with Ellen at the moment, it seems. Yes, here it is. Yes. What's happening with Ellen? Ellen DeGeneres' show, Lovely Ellen. She can't possibly have done anything wrong. Well, apparently Ellen DeGeneres' show is facing an internal investigation following allegations that there's a toxic and bullying workplace culture. Ellen? What? Ellen, whose philosophy is be kind to one another, and her show are now subject to a probe by Warner Media, which will look into staff experiences on set. Allegations, it has to be said. So why is it in the news today? Well, a former executive producer of Australia's Today Show has shared a bizarre list of demands from staff working with Ellen when she was a guest on the show in Australia 7 years ago. Neil Breen says when the 62-year-old appeared in 2013 for an interview, before it took place, one of Ellen's producers warned Breen not to acknowledge the Emmy award-winning talk show host when she entered the room. The producer called us aside and said, now, Neil, no one is to talk to Ellen. You don't talk to her. You don't approach her. You don't look at her. And we're going, what? But then that's not really anything Ellen has done. That's just her staff, isn't it? But that investigation. And sure, like, you know the days we live in. It's a big name. She's known for being nice. People take her down a peg or two is what they're claiming to do. There are allegations which are denied. Yeah, I can't put this up any longer. American politics, yes. Just on the serious element of American politics, extraordinary news that Biden is ahead of Trump in a poll in Texas. That's a state that is redder than red. It's as red as my face the best time. The state hasn't voted Democrat for 40 years, but is now officially a swing state in the 2020 race, along with the usually reliably red state of Georgia. That's also a red state. But more interestingly, for our purposes, the first trailer has been released for a Showtime series about Trump and James Comey. This is the first time Hollywood has really portrayed Trump. So it's going to be very early stages. It's on the Comey book. It's called The Comey Rule, and it stars our very own Brendan Gleeson. If we had knighthoods here, we would call him Sir Brendan Gleeson, wouldn't we? And we also saw the promo pics of him a few weeks ago, and he just had the unwieldy gait of Trump, and he has that kind of arrogant slump feel, you know, that kind of, it's just the way Brendan could do it. Well, does he sound like Trump? Well, we've snatched a little bit from the trailer, and let's see if it works. Here is a little bit of Brendan Gleeson as Trump.
I know some people in the Bureau have it in for me, but I'm the president now.
Ooh, ooh, it's got that trailery thing going on. But does it sound like him? I mean, it's a little tiny snapshot. He certainly looks like him. And there's a close-up on the trailer of the lips and the way he's really captured him. Here's another clip.
Really looking forward to working with you. Let's take a picture.
Yes. It's very Batman. I'm Batman. Where's Rachel? Sounds a bit like that. But I'm sure over a longer actual show, that's coming out at the end of September, by the way, The Comey Rule on Showtime. We hope to see it here. And I think it's been paired now to two episodes, 2 hours long. So 4 hours in total. There was talk of whether it would happen before or after the election. But Showtime have said, yes, it will happen September 27th, 28th. And that is much anticipated. And Brendan Gleeson said he only agreed to do it on the basis that he wouldn't have to do any interviews or promotion for it. And he can see why over in America. Can you imagine with 2 months before the election? A month at that stage. And what else are we going to say about Brendan? Yes, it's also related to the Emmys because he has won an Emmy for his portrayal as Winston Churchill. And although Gary Oldman won the Oscar for Darkest Hour as Churchill, Brendan Gleeson, check it out. Into the Storm, it's called. It's about Churchill at the end. He's waiting for the election results. He's in the south of France. It's amazing. He did the best Churchill. Who would have thought? Our very own Brendan Gleeson. Now, speaking of also film people, Timothée Chalamet he's been nominated for Oscars and stuff. Well, I can't remember the name of that thing he was nominated for an Oscar for. He was also in The King on Netflix. And what is he doing now? Well, he's been spotted en route to guitar lessons. Why? Because in his next film, he's going to be portraying Bob Dylan in a biopic. A masked Chalamet was seen strolling in Manhattan with a Gibson guitar this week, reported on his way to a lesson. So he's preparing to play Bob Dylan, and that is going to be great. Because you can see he had the look. He's got that kind of skinny, hipstery, early Bob Dylan, before he went electric and upset all the Dylan fans. McDonald's. I had a very happy experience at McDonald's the other day because I went to a McDonald's in Dundalk, and you get brought in and you're seated and you order your food and they serve it at the table. And I realised there was something missing and I went to look for it and said, no sir, is there anything we can get for you? Table service at McDonald's. Well, what else is happening at McDonald's? The Irish Mirror tells us that McDonald's Happy Meals are changing forever. And the move is sure to be a hit with parents. What are they doing? From yesterday, it started, kids have now got the option of choosing a book or a toy with their meal. So the fast food giant is committed to ditching hard plastic toys from next year. So you get a book instead. What can you get at the moment? You can get Scooby-Doo and the Haunted Castle or Scooby-Doo and the Werewolf. That's because there's a Scooby-Doo film which was supposed to be in the cinemas, but it's gone streaming. So you can get a book instead of a toy, which will last longer and have more love, and it'll be used and it'll be all beautiful and everyone will be happy. Call Me By Your Name. Yes, that's right. That was the film. Timothée Chalamet. And he was nominated for the Oscar for it. So he was. Now, Madonna has been very bold. Madonna's Instagram was flagged for spreading coronavirus misinformation. What has she done? The singer claimed a vaccine had been found but was being concealed to let the rich get richer. Instagram deleted the post by Madonna, which the pop star had shared a coronavirus conspiracy theory with her 15 million followers. Pop star Annie Lennox called out Madonna. What did she say? She said, "This is utter madness. I can't believe you're endorsing this dangerous quackery. Hopefully your site has been hacked and you're just about to explain it." But unfortunately, no. Madonna was sharing this thing which claimed that there was a vaccine and the Illuminati or somebody is keeping it all from us so they can all get rich from it, apparently. And some of the Trump children, they shared it as well. You don't need to know about that. But Madonna there, touch of the old Morrisseys. What are you saying on text? 51551. At least the Dáil holiday means the taxpayer is not paying 25 grand a week for the convention centre anymore. Says Aisling, a real Aisling, one of many beloved Aislings, not a Karen. Tomás says he was christened Tomás with a father. He's just constantly called Thomas. I mean, in Ireland, can we not even mention or manage Tomás? Mossy, a lot of people get Mossy out of that, don't they? Big shout out to the Irish men's cricket team playing England today. It's the first Irish international team to play since COVID. Well, that is big news in the world of cricket because I thought that would have been allowed. Cricket would have been permitted around golf. That was very early stages allowed out, wasn't it? Because cricket is fairly socially distanced. Karen from Finance is one of Australia's best loved drag queen stand-up comedians, says Ben from Australia, listening in Dublin 4. Fair dinkum, Ben. Thanks a lot for your text. No, text would be New Zealand. Text is Australia. Very slender vowels. Fish and chips, they say in New Zealand. Australia's all broad vowels. As wide as the prairies. Do they say prairies? Who knows? My sister Aoife lives in Marseille. Oh, merci. The French can't get their head around the pronouncement. It was just so many vowels, and the French, they love vowels, so they would pronounce all of them with the Euif, Euif. They call her Awoof. Awoof, says Mike in Cork. Aoife becomes Awoof. 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 Come here. Awoof. That's upsetting, isn't it? Hi, Oliver. We've three daughters. All of them have Irish names and all cause issues for our children. I blame my mother, who called me Orla, a boring anglicised spelling. Oh, yes, it's just the four, but it's handy. You know, the four is probably handy for emails, I'm sure. Try Aideen with the fada, the old Irish spelling of Aideen, the English one. All sorts of spellings for that. Our Fanula with a GH. I haven't seen that one. Wow. Blawned with a fada and the I. Yes, OK, but she just gets Blothned. Great fun in her house when they go abroad. But that won't be a problem for long now, she says in her text here. So best luck to Aideen, Aideen, Fanula, Agus, Blawned. Beautiful names, all of them. Sarah Paulson is someone we love. Yes, she's in all of the things made by Ryan Murphy. The American Horror Story series. I've watched some of them. Very scary. If they're not your cup of tea, then this is not going to be your cup of tea, because Sarah Paulson's now going to be starring as Nurse Ratched in the series of the same name. She's in charge of the iconic One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. She's the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest villain, of course. Lots of lobotomizing, wasn't there? Well, this is going to follow young Mildred Ratched in her early pre-lobotomizing days as she takes her first job at a Northern Californian psychiatric hospital. The character from Ken Kesey's 1962 novel was, of course, immortalized in the 1975 film starring Jack Nicholson and Louise Fletcher, who won the Oscar for the terrifying portrayal. Yes. What was the line that Jack Nicholson used to say? I must be crazy to be in a loony bin like this. That was latter stage. I'm doing late stage Jack Nicholson when he's down like this. But he was lighter when he was young. He was lighter, he was nicer. Everything was happy. Have we run out of time on all the papers? Actually, just want to give a mention, because we are on about staycations. We should talk about the TripAdvisor's number one hotel in Ireland, Harvey's Point in County Donegal. That's Noel Cunningham, because he never really promotes himself or the hotel ever, does he? You never hear from Noel, apart from, you know. But anyway, they are TripAdvisor's Traveller's Choice Awards for 2020 top number one choice. Set between Loch Esk and the Bluestack Mountains, it has topped the poll. It also won it last year, and from 2013 to 27 straight, according to the Irish Independent. What else makes the top five list? Killarney Park Hotel in County Kerry, Ashford Castle, Mayo, of course, Dromoland Castle in County Clare, and Ballygarry House Hotel in Tralee. I didn't know about that one, but there you go. It's top five, according to TripAdvisor. In the restaurant categories, Chapter One in Dublin, named Ireland's top fine dining restaurant. I went there for the first time recently to Ross's amazing restaurant. That's number one in Ireland, ahead of On Portmore in Westport, County Mayo. That's Michael Ringtherty. Come on, Mayo, we're going to do it. We got it. You just have a helicopter there. I just said helicopter because he has a distinctive way of saying helicopter in Mayo. And on the Irish Examiner, by the way, the front page is Amy Hoobs. Huberman, as she kind of taught me how to pronounce it yesterday. She was on the show with us for the Made Local campaign, and there she is, looking very fetching, very fetching. That doesn't make me sound middle-aged at all, does it? Very fetching looking woman. Let's get up and at it. Whether you're staycationing, it seems like everyone's... Is anyone working out there at all? Certainly not in the Dáil after today. Is anybody working? Do let us know. 51551, or you can email ryan@rte.ie. Let's have a bit of a tune. You're going to love it. That is Picture This and Troublemaker. Just amazing Irish bands out there at the minute, between True Tides and the Academic and Picture This. They're from Kildare, I think, so that's kind of new from there. Loads of texts in on Brendan Gleeson. Oliver, Brendan G was our teacher in Belcamp School in Dublin. Was brilliant in that job too, says Al or A-L. There's no doubt. Somebody says he sounds more like De Niro in a gangster movie rather than Trump. Really? You're hearing a bit of De Niro in this?
I know some people in the Bureau have it in for me, but I'm the president now.
Not getting De Niro there. Yo, that's De Niro is down. He's doing this kind of Trump thing. Anyway, he's got 4 hours to portray it, and he's going to do it because someone, as rightly points out here, where is that message about? Yes, Gary Oldman's Churchill version was more Winnie the Pooh compared to Brendan Gleeson's rich tapestry interpretation of a complex politician, says Richard, who is texting or is emailed in from Edinburgh. Totally agree. I mean, he's just an incredible actor, and it's amazing that he's been... He probably doesn't chase the awards because of who he is. He doesn't really care about the trappings of movie stardom. But he's been nominated for BAFTAs and Golden Globes, and he hasn't won any, either a BAFTA after that huge career. Probably doesn't care. And mind you, his sons are great actors as well. You have Donal and Breen, who in a much not a lot of people watch Phantom Threads, Daniel Day-Lewis's reputedly last ever film, and Breen appears in that. He's really good, and he's only in it for a small bit, but it's very good. Lots of stuff in on names and Irish names not being pronounced very well abroad. A pal on Twitter has in her bio rhymes with five because her name is Sive, and she lives in London. Says Roisin is how they pronounce that up in Monaghan. Roisin. So there you go. It's a bit like we have lots of hoys up our place, but people would pronounce it hoey. So we can't even agree among ourselves. How do we expect the rest of the world? Somebody was living in Brunei when their daughter was called Sive McKeown, and she was always referred to as Sad B at the hospital, says R.M. Goggin in Clontarf. R.M. Goggin sounded like a character in a novel down in Clontarf there. We're going to be talking Maeve Binchy and Circle Friends and lots of memories and nostalgia after these.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. The texts are flooding in on Maeve Binchy and 51551. You can also email us ryan@rte.ie. Echoes is brilliant, says Breed in Drogheda. Going to the shelves now to get Circle of Friends once more, says this emailer. Echoes, a read that stays with you long after you've finished. Read it 30 years ago, says Chris in Waterford. Love Maeve Binchy. All her books available in the local library. Memberships are free. Excellent reminder there, of course. You can go to your library. They're all back open and everything. Speaking of Mullingar and Beef to the Heels, Minnie Driver was a very frequent visitor to Mullingar, as she has friends there. We've seen her on many occasions in Mullingar, going back a few years ago from Paul in Mullingar. Mullingar is very proud of it. They're like Mayo people within the Midlands there, aren't they? Now Rena reminded me that R.M. Coggan with a C, not Goggin or Coffin. I had pronounced it Goggin, but she's also been pronounced Coffin, as a letter was addressed once a time. No surprise at all that our Mr. Gleeson is doing such a wonderful job. Remember, he did a brilliant Michael Collins on the telly long before Hollywood butchered the movie with Liam Neeson and Julia Roberts and so on. That's true. Michael Collins, he was in the movie was called The Treaty. I think it was one of Brendan Gleeson's first gigs. But the Michael Collins film, I like the nostalgic value. I know Julia Roberts' accent is pretty bad. And there's loads and loads of stuff there on mispronounced names and so on. One last one on Circle of Friends. We have to go to it. When it was published and the film came out in 1995, there were no shrinking violets then either. I was very disappointed that Maeve Binchy allowed the ending to be so dramatically changed. She should have stood by her strong ending, says Miriam Malahide. Well, you see, when the producers get in and there's a lot of money being put in by them, they do get to have the final say. And you heard her in the clip. She still loves the fact that people can enjoy the kind of saccharine ending, and you can read the book and enjoy that separately as well. Now, we've got overtime today, but I just want to remind you that the Circle of Friends, or just Circle of Friends, is coming to the Gaiety Theatre in 2021. It was supposed to happen this year, but it's now not happening till next year, obviously. So the full play, It's a Great Love for Maeve Binchy and Circle of Friends. That's all we've time for today. Today with Sarah McInerney is coming up next.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.